On the following episode of Digital Bath Podcast, we talk about what video game world we'd most like to be born in, come from,
be a part of.
Find out more. Keep listening.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be sharing what video game world we would like to exist in. And I think we've all kind of thought about that when we're playing a really interesting video game. What would happen if I was a part of this universe? And yes, depending on the world, universe, game, whatever it might be, whatever abilities, magic, powers, you have access to those same things.
Okay.
Ooh. Yes.
One addendum, though.
Okay.
You have to adhere to whatever the character creation is, so you can't just have everything, but you can your character and stats.
Yeah, so you have a character creation in the beginning, and you are that character creation, and that's what you get.
Yes.
All right.
Fair.
Well, let's christen this episode, boys.
Ooh.
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 Got that marshmallow.
Toasted marshmallow.
Mm-hmm. Michelob Ultra. Organic Seltzer. Peach Pear.
Oh, I forgot it tastes like coffee at first. My brain was like, marshmallow, coffee.
Coffee. How is it?
It's all right.
You know what it's not? Fucking mango. The whole reason I bought it.
It's not the fall flannel.
It's not. I already tried that. I'm like, it's like Pokemon, but I'm an alcoholic. I got to try them all.
Oh, no.
That's a problem.
Well, let's start off with Jesse over here. Jesse, I probably already know yours. And honestly, it's a really good one, and I would love to probably live in that as well. So take it away.
Well, speaking of Pokemon, Christopher.
Oh, no.
Hell yeah, I would live in the Pokemon universe. For one, I love animals. And what is Pokemon but fighting animals? So you go around, you wake up, you're a child, and all of a sudden you skip school, and you get to roam and find animals and train them and make buddies. That sounds amazing. Yeah, I think Pokemon would be cool just because it kind of harkens back to what I liked as a kid, which was seeing cool shit fight each other, like dinosaurs and other things that didn't exist, but these exist. These pocket monsters exist.
In the world that you're in.
It's like miniature kaijus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love kaijus.
Yeah. If you don't know what a kaiju is, it's a giant monster, but this is a miniature kaiju, okay?
That's why it's pocket monster.
Yes.
And it's attainable goals, you know? You fight a gym, you get a badge. You get more badges, you get to fight the league. There's a clear, concise plan for life.
But think about it. Like, the whole premise of you get a fucking ball that has the technology when it hits a Pokemon, not anything else, just Pokemon.
Yeah.
It absorbs them like a ghost trap in Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. And
then they become your friend.
And then they're your friend.
Because they have to.
Well, not always.
Because of the
not
implication.
Always. Charizard didn't always like Ash. So.
Well, Charmander did. And Charizard stopped because
that's true.
Ash wasn't strong enough.
Remember when Ash was almost a bitch and evolved Pikachu into Raichu?
Bro, he should have. I love Raichu.
Yeah, Raichu's
I'm
great.
I'm saying it right now. Raichu's better than Pikachu.
He would have lost all those memories with Pikachu.
He would have just gained more with Raichu. That's a dumb thing you just said. it's cool. I mean, I love zoos for one, but you don't just see rhinos and elephants roaming around. But in this world, everything's free until you catch it.
Everything's free.
But like for real, like all the animals, they roam and all the Pokemon, you know, don't go in the tall grass because you might run into Pokemon. It's a very liberating world to live in.
Yeah, it's like dog and, you know, cockfighting, but unfortunately...
But they don't die.
Yeah, they don't die. Well, they can die, but they don't die.
Right.
Because you can take them to Poke Center.
Yeah.
And some bitch nurse with big tits kisses them, and they're all better.
That's not how that works.
Jesus Christ.
This is a Nintendo game, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking the Rule 34 Pokemon.
Oh.
My bad. Sorry.
So, I have a question, because I know fucking nothing about Pokemon.
Sure.
When they lose...
Yes, they faint.
They faint.
No one... They don't... They never... Pokemon never die.
In universe, there are Pokemon, yes, that eventually do die. And your regulated battles, no Pokemon's supposed to die. They're okay, just, they
so
just,
they just have a little, little
they're
battle.
They're knocked out, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, they get a little battle. You're not supposed to kill Pokemon in, oh, okay, in your battles.
I was like, man, that would be awful because you'd constantly be like, I gotta yeah, go
my
catch
poor little
another
puppy dog.
I mean, they do explore the underground Pokemon fighting world.
What?
For a second,
they do explode.
Oh. And I was like,
well, actually,
Electrode.
Actually, Voltorb and Electrode and all them, like,
but then they recombust.
They commit seppuku and they die.
Jesus.
No, but in what was it in Detective Pikachu? They do explore the world of underground, like Poke fighting, and they talk about how like Pokemon are killed,
pretty badly injured,
and
at least
pretty badly injured and stuff, and that. So it's like,
I will say,
it exists in the world.
There are tons of professions in the world of Pokemon, though. So if you didn't want to just, you know, cockfight everything, there's like people that are like farmers and celebrities, and you know, obviously the nurses and the police force have like Growlithe all the time, which I think is adorable. There's rock climbers. I mean, it's basically any profession that exists in real life. They've made it in Pokemon, and your Pokemon helps you in your job. Oh. So that would also be cool to like maybe be like a fucking miner, and you got a Diglett hanging out with you all day. Like, hey, I need a new path right here. My friend Diglett, and he goes down and makes you a path.
Go get me those minerals and all that stuff that's down there that I don't have to really do. I just sit here and make sure you do it.
That sounds like a derogatory term.
Dugtrio, is that better? That's the evolution.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Dugtrio?
There's three of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
It turns into three?
Yes.
Yeah, they actually have massive muscular bodies underneath the ground.
They don't. That's not true.
Oh, I've
just
seen
look
that
up
picture.
Doug Trio's body, and
another
find
point.
It.
We have all these like awesome legends and myths, right? You know, the Phoenix and you know Cerberus and all these bigger than life animal like creatures.
Leviathan.
They exist in Pokemon, so like religion is believable because you know they believe in actual monsters. So that's pretty cool too to be like, hey, our god Ho-Oh, yeah, I seen him once. He's really cool. He brings flames everywhere, but it's rebirth.
Just a big ass bird that goes squaw in the air all the time, and yeah, we love him.
And there's literally Godzilla in the world of Pokemon
yeah,
as well.
Is, yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
Actually, there's like two Pokemon that are almost literally Godzilla.
Oh, they're almost. They're not.
They're not actual. They're not like, it's not like I caught Godzilla.
You caught Godzilla.
That'd be amazing.
Game over, bitches.
You basically do though in some of the games. But ultimately, I love my pets, obviously, and I feel like it'd be cool to be like, you know, Khaleesi, let's go fucking go to work today, and then I get to hang out with my pet. Or if this was in the Pokemon world, I'd be like, Khaleesi, I gotta level you up so you can, you know, win the championship with me, and you make bonds and you get to leave home. Sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, you could be 11 years old and be a fucking Pokemon trainer, or 12 years old it starts out,
I
or something
think
like
so.
That.
It's like 12.
Yeah, it's 12 years old. You start off. You could become a Pokemon trainer, and that's like your job. You just go around and people pay you to do like random tasks because they know you're a Pokemon trainer, and you could do like odd jobs and stuff. And then a lot of places you can just stay for free. Or
the other point of the game also is that you're supposed to fill out your Pokédex, right? You're supposed to run into these creatures, and yes, they've been seen before, but hopefully your experience with them will unlock new information about said species. So I think that would be cool also to make it your mission to like see every Pokemon and figure out, hey, I learned something new about this thing. Let's put it in our national encyclopedia, basically. Like, that'd be fucking cool, too, to have that job. There's, like, 20 jobs, I feel, in this world that I would love. And that's why I think Pokemon would be pretty fucking rad.
So far, it sounds awful.
Nah.
All these little cutesy things running around all the fucking
time.
They're
not all cute. There's giant snakes. Giant bugs.
I've seen pictures. They're still pretty cute.
Okay, but in real life, did you watch Detective Pikachu?
No.
They don't look nearly as cute.
There's some scary ass Pokemon.
They don't look nearly as cute.
The scary ones are like the clown face dude thing.
Well, there's also Mr. the ghost Mine types. And Charizard looks like a real fucking like
dragon.
Lizard dragon.
Yeah.
Like, so,
even though he's not a dragon.
Like, I don't like dragons. So
okay, well,
still...
do you like turtles?
No.
Do you like dogs?
Yeah, dags? I like dags.
You like dags? There's a fucking giant fire dog.
Fire dog?
That you can ride.
What?
And take into battle.
Take into battle?
Yes. And that sounds cool.
When you battle other Pokemon?
Yeah.
Arcanine.
Can you ride your Pokemon
yes.
to battle other... Are there other Pokemon people riding there?
Actually, in the Pokemon Conquest game, yes, you rode other Pokemon into battle and would fight other Pokemon.
While they had riders on them too?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, fucking rad, huh?
Not really. I still don't really think it's very cool, but...
Wow. you just haven't seen cool Pokemon.
I thought you were going to say like Resident Evil 4 world.
Why would you want to live in that?
Because zombies are real.
Yeah, I'm
looking
at one.
You get to shoot motherfuckers in the face?
and then they eat you.
Maybe. You know what? You know.
Yeah, you lose almost all your loved ones. You know, most of the world is gone to shit.
Sounds great.
You know, you don't really have time to do anything. Most electricity's gone, so you can't like sit down and enjoy video games or a nice hot shower or any good food.
Well, I'd rather go shoot motherfuckers in the face than go play video games. The reason I play video games is so I can shoot motherfuckers in the face.
There's no character creation in Resident Evil. You're just, so I'm just me.
Well, no, maybe. Oh shit! Since we're kind of
so in this perfect world, I'm some cool military guy.
See, S. Kennedy, the middle initial is S, stands for
super.
All right,
super. I'm back in. I want to be in Resident Evil.
But you get to run away from the dude with the chainsaw who wants to chop your head off?
Yeah,
that's
man.
So fun.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that great? No. All no, right. man. I want to hang out with animals and have a good time.
You can hang out with Ada Wong.
Okay, I'm back in. Resident Evil 4, baby.
Giant crocodile in the sewers.
No, I'm back out. Okay.
Oh, I thought it was a good thing.
Well, actually, if a Alligator in Pokemon would be dope to be like, take me away.
Hold on, though. Stupid dad puns. You almost became a Jesse sandwich.
He wasn't in that game.
No, not at all.
Who?
Leon. Barry. Jesse S. Kennedy.
I'm talking about the Resident Evil world.
I know.
Barry wasn't in 4 and Leon wasn't in 1. So.
Yeah. But everyone would talk with some puns.
With me. I'm on another level.
You're on another level.
Yeah, you're but on no, the bro, ground
I am what you call the master of unlocking when you think about
Jesus.
You're
things. Unlocking some bullshit.
Another Resident
doing.
Evil.
But yeah, Pokemon would be fucking legit.
I personally think that would be a lot of fun as well. I would love to go out and catch random, you know, monster dinosaur animal things and fight them and then make friends with them. That'd
here's
be
the
cool.
question. Do you have to care for them?
Yes.
You have to like take care of them or while they're in the ball?
It's pretty easy. You just leave them in the ball and then when you want to hang out with them, you take them out and feed them.
So you like, you know, if they're in the ball, they're fine.
Unclear. They've never really said it.
Dick caught in a blender.
Don't they have those? Don't they have those things where you can just set the ball and then it like it re-energizes them?
Yeah. I think you also put them like in a daycare for a while and just have them hang out.
Now I got to pay daycare. Yeah. You know how expensive daycare is?
In the world of Pokemon, not that bad at all.
Oh, okay, okay,
You get money just by beating up like 5-year-olds in
true.
That game.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense because you shouldn't Hold be on. Able to play against kids.
You got me close enough. Anyway, you got me closer. I heard you can beat up children?
Getting Chris
yes, because they have weak-ass Pokemon and your Pokemon's way better.
Oh, it's the I thought you could literally like fight kids. I was like, wait, you got me again.
In the manga, no, I'm not.
Have
gonna
you ever
go
thought
there.
About how many 5-year-olds
oh
you could take?
God.
Just
oh,
so many.
We've had that conversation
yes.
before.
More than one, probably.
But more than one. I hope so.
Yeah. Are we talking about all? Of, are we talking about one at a time or all at once? 5-year-olds.
I feel like it's got to be waves. Like it starts off with one, and you just fucking
one.
Destroy that kid, and then
ten
they're
kills
like,
to
so
next.
It's like round one's just one kid,
yeah,
and then round two, you know, 5 kids, and then
no, just 2.
So it's just every round, it's that
they
many
just
kids.
Add another kid. How long can you go?
That's
you
like,
think you can take 30?
So it is 1 at a time. It's like, oh, kind of like what you said.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Anyway.
Do I think I can take 30 at once?
35-year-olds?
Are they zombies?
Are they 35-year-olds or 35-year-olds?
I'd rather fight 35-year-olds than one 35-year-old, yeah. I feel like. Because I would just wreck some little kids, man. If it was my goal, like that was like the one thing I had to do.
Man, they bite, they scratch, they'll go right for your nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll rip their heads off.
I feel like you'd have a Crohn's attack or something and
I will
take advantage.
My Crohn's.
I will break their bones off, shit on them, and have shit bones to stab the next group with.
The poop knife's back.
The poop knife
anyway,
has made a triumphant
Pokemon.
Return.
Yeah,
yeah
Nick,
Pokemon.
What do you got?
Hey, speaking of Pokemon.
No.
Pokechow with the spoop.
I didn't know where that was going and I didn't like it. Anyway.
Well, mine, I don't think mine's, well, it might be super more interesting depending on who you are.
Wow. Well,
it depends on who you are. I would choose Mass Effect.
I knew it.
And.
Lots of aliens to.
Yeah, right.
Zabumafu. Yeah.
So what?
Yeah,
what?
I mean,
you heard me.
If I could have sex with an Asari, I'm down.
I'm never sorry.
What about the one girl's daughter? Why don't you have sex with that Asari?
Liara?
Liara?
No.
What?
Mass Effect 2.
Okay, I'm listening.
The one who's the one who swears an oath.
Miranda's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is the woman who voice acts her is Billie Eilish's mother.
What?
Yep.
I gotta tell somebody something real quick. But okay, so you fuck her daughter, you're dead.
Uh-huh. Mornth?
Sounds great.
Yeah. She kills you.
Yeah.
Right.
You're okay with it?
Well, no, because I got character creation, right?
Okay, yeah. So you get to pick your job, right?
I'm Nick Shepard.
Okay. Okay. I like this loophole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you know this, but your sister, Star, is midway through that game right now. Star Shepard?
I mean,
that's her name in the game. So
she's midway through.
Shepherd.
Mm, what a,
I mean, this is like her third time playing it, but
that's it. Star, you better, you better start.
That's three times more than someone who hasn't played it.
Yeah, why are you shitting on your sister, right?
You better start getting good at this game.
Anyway,
right? I played through that series at least 8 times.
Okay, so you pick what class?
I'm probably maybe Sentinel.
So what does that mean in the world of Mass Effect if you're a Sentinel?
So when it's the Sentinel, oh god, I think it's a Sentinel. Now I'm second guessing myself.
Oh,
give
no.
me 1 second.
No, you just have to go. You don't get to look at the. He doesn't even
I'm
know.
Guessing, I'm second guessing myself.
I'm guessing
fuck
it protects
off.
Something.
He doesn't even know his alien races and like. You could at least be the broker guy. That big fucking.
Oh
weird.
Jesus, those guys are crazy.
Shepherd.
No, yeah. not that guy.
I just wanted to say it.
Oh,
what are you referencing? A Geth?
No, that was Rex.
Rex. Oh, the frog dude.
They're not frogs. They're dinosaurs.
Well, I know, but like when I'm looking at them. And
grunt.
Miss Shepherd.
Adept. Forgive me. Adept.
What does an adept do?
Is that the fish dude?
No.
This
adept
class.
Would be
this
my
class,
character. My character class.
Oh.
I would be able to use certain abilities in the world that has been learned through technology, basically over the years. So I would have implants in me that I was able to use, like basically telekinetic powers. I could lift people up. I could throw them. I could use, you know, certain abilities like using the telekinetic ability to shield myself from oncoming attacks, all that kind of stuff. I think that would be fucking amazing to be able to do. And you know what?
So would you join the military? Is what you're saying?
No.
Uh-oh, we got a renegade. Look out, he's not Paragon.
Punching those people in the
I
face.
I would be Paragon, but I would not join the military.
Whoa. How does that work?
I'd be a vigilante, man.
You'd be like in the Citadel kind of thing? Like,
yeah.
You're more like a merc, like on the side? Like, yeah, I could do that
Ooh,
for you.
Like Thane?
And I'd be, yes, more like Thane.
Mm.
Correct.
I'm into this.
Yes. And he was a hitman, but I wouldn't be, you know, just taking jobs for money. Like, oh, go kill this person.
Is Thane the fish dude?
Thane is, yes, the fish man.
The amphibian looking fish
yes.
guy?
Yes.
Who has the weird thoughts that...
The assassin?
Yes.
He's fucking awesome.
He's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Star's like, I don't know who I should
he's
romance. And I was like, you romance Thane. That
he's
Drell.
He's a Drell, yeah.
You get up all in that Drell peepee.
But... Not only that, not
Do
only would
pee-pees?
That be really cool, yeah, probably, not only would that be really cool, but just think about it. You have the entire galaxy to explore. Like, you could go into space in the blink of an eye and experience just a massive amount of technology and planets and new cultures and new flora and fauna within hours. And it's at your fingertips all the time.
Did the common folk in that universe get to, like, explore?
They could.
Okay.
Yeah, they could. They had travel. They had buses and all that kind of stuff where you could go to different planets and be a tourist
two,
and stuff. Obviously, when the Reaper attack happened, that you didn't really see any of that. But you would go to other planets and there would be tourists there. They actually talk about it in
tourists.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm
Wouldn't
my
you
good
rather
life.
Be like a fucking badass that can no. use tell? You just want to be like, did you see that motherfucker?
But
he just threw a motherfucker with nothing.
No, but, I just want to like slip up the soup. I don't know.
Slip up the soup.
I don't know what they got in space.
Space soup. You want to slurp that up?
I was like a clam. I meant to say clams. That's fancy, right?
Some of the best cities, like Ilium, the planet, and it had one of the largest cities in the entire galaxy. Mm. And you could go to it, and it was basically run by the Asari. So a bunch of beautiful Asari just mm-hmm. walking around.
Bunch of blue squid-headed motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Still beautiful.
No, they're hot.
Yeah. Just walking around, and most of them are promiscuous. So, you know, another point for Nicholas Shepherd, you know, going around being a Paragon vigilante.
I hear Nicholas Shepherd when you say that.
Nick Le Shepherd.
I am Nicholas Shepherd.
Le Shepherd.
Let me see your blue pile. Wink it at me.
I love
me.
The beautiful blue breasts, yes.
Ah.
And then you get to... meet new alien races and find out all about their culture and their history.
And fuck them.
And fuck them.
If they want to.
If, yes,
you gotta romance them.
Of course.
I mean, you've got your hand on the eject button, you know.
She's got my
you got
her hand on my eject button.
Oh, no, I was saying because of the implication, they're probably gonna.
Probably.
No, that was a terrible joke. You're supposed to rein me in when I'm talking about the
I didn't
get ejected into space or do me button. You're supposed to be like, that's not cool.
Always consent. Anyway, Overall, I just feel like being able to adventure like that pretty much consistently, and all there's always something new to learn. I mean, think about how much history and how much culture and stuff we have on this planet already. Now, multiply that by an exponential amount that I can't even fathom. And you will never have a boring day in your life. You will always be able to go experience something new, experience something fascinating, and just be able to teach yourself better things all the time.
That'd be fucking cool.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah. Either that or,
or you get space drugs.
You're serving up space soup slop at the fucking Five and Dime.
With space parties and space drugs and space orgies. Sounds amazing.
The biotics and stuff in that game also, I mean, they're literally, almost anybody can get them. Obviously, there's military grade and stuff that, you know, the normal civilians can't get, but anybody can get those
the
types
Omni-Gel.
Of things and use...
Oh,
use certain abilities
Omni-Gel,
and all
man.
That kind of stuff. And it's just, it's a cool world if you think about it. Obviously, when the Reaper invasion happens, I don't want to be anywhere near that shit. But otherwise,
maybe like,
pretty dope.
Maybe like 100 years before that, though. Things are pretty
That would
sick.
Be the first contact war against the Turians. I wouldn't want to be around that either.
Jesus Christ, I'm trying to give it to you and you just...
but
There's
yes,
those
Chris.
Space
but...
robot dogs that explode. They're kind of a pain in the ass. But...
Yeah. But yeah, that I think... Overall, that would be mine, and of course, I you know if I it just a sorry all around. If I was going to romance one of them, it'd be a sorry.
I mean, you get to probe planets, people, aliens. It's all good.
I know, Jesse, you're a Tally.
Hell yeah,
Tally's your bae.
Tally's my girl.
Which one's Tally?
She's Quarian.
She's the one with the face
purple
helmet. She goes to Shepard.
Oh, like the assassin one, the one that's like the one that can disappear.
No.
Like
no,
oh.
That's Kasumi.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Which
Mass Effect?
Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3. She's in all
Shit.
Three of them. She has like the... What accent is that? Is that Russian? That's not
I
Russian.
Don't,
it's space
up,
Russian.
Space Russian.
Yeah.
She's like, Shepard, please be my friend. And I was like, I'll be your friend.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Garrus kind of person myself.
Garrus is awesome.
Dude, he's literally a cat.
He's a bug man.
He's a cat alien.
He's a bug.
I see cat. He's got like feline face features.
They've had like mandibles.
Yeah,
but it's very... He's got a very...
He's
kind of face.
He's a bug.
Yeah, he's a bug.
I want to fuck the cat
he'd be
alien.
Pretty gross, honestly, like in real life, I think.
Yeah.
As much as I love him in the game, he'd be pretty frightening.
I'd give him the...
He'd be like that centipede
I'd
guy
wink
my from
butthole
My
at him.
Hero.
You'd wink your butthole at him?
Oh, yeah, Garrus. he gets a little fucked up. Mass Effect 2, still love him.
He's
Don't
cool.
care.
No,
yeah.
Garrus
is awesome.
He's one of the best characters in the entire
you know
series.
You who's pervier than us, though?
Star?
No. Jesus Christ. She's like vanilla as shit. No, I mean that in a good way. I mean, okay.
Just finish your sentence.
I don't know. the dude flying the fucking spaceship.
Oh, oh Joker?
Joker
yeah.
is pervy as shit.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. He gets it on with a fucking
AI.
Robot.
He's like, broke
with
my
an AI.
Broke my pelvis. Totally worth it.
Yeah.
Or he broke his finger on the mute button. He says that every five fucking... That would be the annoying part of being in that world, is being like, Joker, you already fucking
you
said that.
You wouldn't have to be with Joker.
Well, okay.
But I would love to be with Joker. Joker's, again, one of the best characters
well,
in the entire
break his
game,
pelvis.
Game series. Would I break his pelvis? Sure,
that's what
if
you
asked me to.
If you're going
to
be with him.
Battle tits.
Let me pause real quick. Let me go back to my world. If you were in my world, what would you do in my world?
I'd be a Pokemon trainer.
You'd be a Pokemon trainer.
Yeah.
What would
is
you
there,
be?
I don't. What other option is there?
You could be anything.
I'd be.
But your Pokemon can help you do it.
Porn star.
That's creepy. I don't like that.
I just
shouldn't have asked
it.
You.
You said it. He can help you do anything. I'm
Here
like,
comes my Ekans.
Yeah, thank you. I was thinking the same thing. I was like,
how about
oh,
a Kalbok?
Oh.
I would be a paleontologist because in this world, if you find fossils, you can bring them back to life. So I'd find all the cool dinosaurs that died and bring them back to life.
You know what's really cool is when you don't tell somebody all the cool shit you can do in your world and you just make them pick a vocation and they pick one and you make fun of them and then you tell them about a really cool one right after that. That's a cool world to live in.
I said
in.
You could be anything.
Yeah,
you chose
I didn't know.
Porn star.
Paleontology exists in this world.
Yeah, but you can't bring dinosaurs back to life yet.
You're pretty close. Okay, yeah. In your world, you said you would be like an explorer kind of guy.
Yeah, I'd be like a
or like a
vigilante explorer type thing. I would like, yeah, that's what I would be.
What would you be?
No, you first.
I would be like a photographer for Earth, so I could like you know go off and these cool planets and take pictures and bring them back. And
so National Geographic, would, except it's International Geographic.
Ooh. Keeping it
interdimensional.
Interdimensional. I like that one.
Love
interdimensional.
It.
Well,
interplanetary.
There's only interplanetary. Thank you. Yeah, I was like, there's
except
only one
I'd
dimension.
Be like in the Enquirer. They wouldn't believe me. Like that's not real.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's Batboy. He really exists.
The
out
Galaxy
there.
Enquirer.
Okay, go ahead. What would you be, Chris?
Porn star.
Porn star. I knew. I fucking knew it.
What are those ones that don't have like any emotion in their voices?
Oh, dude, I love those. But they're like
agitated voice.
Agitated.
Yes. Yep.
I don't think you should do that. Excited.
Excited.
But
response.
You can if you want to.
Yep.
Turned on.
Elcor.
Elcor.
Turned on. I'll let you put it in between my folds.
Ew.
I mean, they're very
enthusiastic response.
Give it to me, Shepherd.
very good.
You are a hot man, Nicholas Shepherd.
If you haven't played Mass Effect,
why are you listening to us? You probably have.
You should, because the story and the world and the lore of this game is way, way deeper than the three games can actually even like go.
The three games?
Yeah, the three games.
We're only referencing the three games.
Of course, there's only three
made
games.
Made by BioWare.
They're all made by BioWare, actually. I don't know if you know
main
that.
Main core BioWare.
Made by the BioWare.
Main
that,
studio BioWare.
That had the two doctors. Yep. Let's go.
It is a very expansive universe. You go to many different planets. You see a bunch of different aliens. You experience a lot of deep personal connections with other characters in the game, with fantastic dialogue and decisions that you can make. You can choose to be an asshole, or you can choose to be, well, kind of just straight up a bad guy, ends justify the means type guy.
Renegade.
Renegade. Or you could be a paragon, which is, you know, basically just a very, very, very good person. You're always trying to help people. You're always trying to do the right thing. Or you could be in between. I mean, there's no limits to it. Combat is, it's not like the greatest in the world, but it's fun. I mean, it's a cover shooter, basically.
It's Gears of War if Gears of War was like...
not as intense.
Stuck in soup.
Yeah, it's not nearly as intense.
Space soup, if you will.
Space soup.
A lot of different weapons, upgrades. You can have powers, abilities, and you can choose the people you want to go on the ride with you. You can choose to romance different people. It's just a really, really great series, and I highly recommend it. It's in my top three game series of all time.
They do story well, because like, even if you take certain characters on certain missions, there's dialogue that happens that you... like. I have friends that are like, oh, did you look that up before you did that mission so that you got the... oh, you got to hear these two characters roast each other the whole time because they're on this certain area or whatever. It's kind of cool. And I definitely slept on it. Cameron Hobbs, he invited me to play Gears of War 3 with him. Mass Effect 3. He swore that it was like Gears of War.
Oh, the multiplayer was ass.
Yeah, and I tried to play it. Yeah,
multiplayer not good.
Yeah, I tried to play it and was like, whew, no, I'm so good.
Rough as shit.
But
needs to stick as a single player game.
Much like Witcher, which I slept on, my girlfriend has convinced me to... this time I'm just watching. I'm just watching Mass Effect. I'm helping in the shooty parts when it gets a little intense because she's like, I just don't want to do this.
Is she playing on Veteran difficulty?
Nah, I doubt it. She's probably playing on Normal where it's still just...
Star.
It's cakewalk.
Up your fucking game.
She just wants the story, man. That's what it's about.
Just the story.
Story,
man. Story, bro.
If you haven't played Pokemon, I'm not explaining it to you. So
I definitely would say that the Mass Effect world is like, I'm like, oh, then what did she say? Oh shit, that bitch. Like, I'm like, whoa. But like the Asari, what's her name?
Liara?
The
Justicar?
She's fucking cool as shit, bro. She's like, cool. I'll kill the fuck out of everybody if you don't come back and tell me we find out later. If you don't tell me where my daughter is. Like, that was wild. Like, I was like, damn.
You know, in that game, you can actually choose to pick her.
Yes.
And then she takes over as her mother, Samara.
No one knows the difference.
Yeah, no one knows the difference. Yeah, so she acts like her mother, so everybody's just like, okay, cool.
Oh, well.
And then you can still romance her, and she chooses not to kill you.
Oh, I thought she killed you and you had to reload the save.
Oh, they might have updated that, actually, because I know originally you could still romance her and she wouldn't kill you, but they may have updated that.
You don't even physically bone, bro. You just mind meld.
You mind meld. But with Liara, you mind meld and
bone. Style.
What?
At the same time.
Which one's that?
Liara? The other Asari?
Oh, okay.
Allie Hillis.
Bless you. Anyway, thank you, Nick, for your entry.
Of course.
That was wonderful.
Chris.
Where are we going for your crazy wackadoodle?
We're still going to the future.
Okay.
The future.
Listening.
56 years in the future.
You would.
You took away my other option, okay? Yep.
You would want to be... No, we're not going there.
Real quick, by the way, we did take away worlds that were created by other forms of media first. So, like, the Dragon Ball Z universe can't use that because it was created in manga and television before it was created in video games. Same thing with movies, TV, all that kind of stuff. This is purely video game only.
Don't go looking too far into... like D&D style games. Anyway, 2077 is what I think.
I will say be a cool... Would that be a cool world? It's kind of shitty.
That's the... Okay.
It is pretty shitty, yeah.
Let me take you through my world and the reason why I would pick it. Let's come
along
with me.
Go down your shitty life. It's
who lives in a shitty city? No, I'm just kidding.
You.
Just me. No one else.
I hate this song. You.
No one wants to come with me and live in the pineapple. Oh, anyway. So the reason I picked it, right, there's of course, when you start, there's three different levels.
Uh-huh.
They're not...
Corpo.
There's Corpo.
Thug Life.
Street Kid.
Yeah.
And... Badlands.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Nomad.
Mad
Nomad.
Max.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So you've hit my first, like the Nomads. That shit's kind of like, I love Mad Max, and if I can't pick a world based on Mad Max, I'm gonna pick a world based on Mad Max, and that's gonna be the Nomad. You know, you grow up, you got like Dune.
I'll let this slide.
You got Dune buggies and shit.
I'll let this slide. Yeah.
It's pretty fun. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems cool.
It does.
But they still have some technology. They still have computers and shit out there. They're you know, they're all about stealing shit from the fucking corpo world. They love that shit.
Yeah.
Secondly, we're not exploring space yet. We've decided to just fucking become just terrible in the city.
Well, you're not exploring far out into space.
Right.
They definitely explored space.
We're not Mass Effecting it up.
Yeah, you're not colonizing space.
We're not fucking aliens right now.
I think that's 2156 that happens.
Sure. We're fucking...
I could be wrong.
We're fucking robots. And that's fine.
Didn't they blow up Mars or something like that in the game?
I don't know. Maybe.
Anyway, sorry.
There's nothing there. It's a fucking... I mean,
thought it was the moon.
Maybe it's the moon.
It doesn't matter.
Know.
Let's go back to where it really goes down.
What's it called? Night City?
Night City. Okay, so along with growing up Nomad, I'd move to the city at some point. Let's say I moved to Night City. You know who I'd join? What gang would I join?
The ones that you fight in the beginning of the game?
Which are?
The Choco Locos? I don't know their names.
You think I would join the... I mean, they're cool.
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to tell you that this Hispanic-looking group
is not cool. I don't
remember
the name... of the gangs.
They're fucking assholes.
Yeah, I think
they
know
do
who
a lot
about.
Of drugs.
Dicks fuck assholes, Chuck.
They do a lot of drugs.
Uh-huh.
They love cybernetic enhancements.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
to the point of like
they're basically cybernetics
losing their fucking mind. It's the maelstrom.
Maelstrom. Thank
the
you.
And do you see the cars they drive?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking cool ass big ass boats in the future? I mean, I'm trying to get one of those right now. Like that's my life. Is I want a big ass 4-door car. That I can drive around. That's just a fucking boat because it looks cool to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all about that life.
So you would go around killing and hurting innocent people with them?
Yeah, sure. But I would also do lots of drugs and get cybernetic enhancements too.
Well, that's
not just killing people for nothing. I gotta feed my addiction to these the
physical and
the asthma, whatever that shit is. What do they call that?
Jolt.
Yeah, sure. Let's call it that.
I don't think it's called Jolt. It's
literally Jolt Cola just
I got cherry cola, bro. I'm fucked up.
I don't remember. I'm starting to block that game out of my memory.
You need to go back. You know what they did with the 1.31 patch? Roads with water on them look wetter longer. Whoa. Look at that advance. It's actually, you know, it's to the point now where it's a really good game.
Really? Because I feel like it's still not that great of a game.
You haven't...
But that's not what we're here to argue.
We've already talked about
Cyberpunk at
1,000
times over.
So tell me about
over.
This world. Why would I want to live in Night City with you?
Oh, I don't know. It's pretty awful. Like, I just want to live there because I want to join
just
the
world for Chris.
This is just for me. The guns?
Yeah.
Have you seen the guns?
They're cool, man.
You got Skippy?
Yeah, Skippy's pretty dope, actually. Yeah, Skippy's pretty dope.
Except if you don't know that you're supposed to make it non-violent for the first 150 kill or 150, what's the term I'm looking for? Incapacitations. Did you know that about that?
I don't care.
There's a gun Skippy. I'm going to tell you about it. Okay. There's a gun Skippy who talks to
it's
you.
An
really,
it's an AI.
It's an AI inside of a gun. He talks to you. He's really cool. Mm-hmm. But he goes like, rah, gets like crazy and stuff when you start killing people. But if you just kill people, then he switches to non-lethal mode after 150 kill, under some number. Let's say 150. Mm-hmm. If you don't and you do non-lethal, he switches to that crazy AI the whole time. But after a while, he just complains about his original owner. So you got to put him on the wall and only listen to him when you go see him in the wall.
Yeah.
Seems cool.
Yeah, they have like Russian guns that shoot
Russian
huge
bullets.
Huge ass Russian bullets.
Knew it.
That shoots Russians.
And you get, you can level yourself up. It's like with the Pokemon, except you don't have to worry about fucking little cute things. You just level yourself up to the point.
None of us are fucking little cute
only
things.
You are.
Chris,
you're
like
a porn star in that universe.
No, I meant, I'm sorry. You don't have to worry about little cute things fucking
here,
up your
jinx.
Life. You just you get to the
you
point where
the
you,
show,
you
right?
can shoot a you can shoot a bad guy and watch him explode one shot all the time. You well, can get to the point where the cops can't even fuck with you. Like my character
that,
in that
now
game,
that is a fantasy world.
I can just walk around. The cops can't do they can't even hurt me. I look at them tough and they're like, oh, and they die. You know what I mean? If I shoot at them, if I shoot near them, their limbs fly off. It doesn't even matter. It's a power trip. And the Maelstrom are the power trippiest group.
So let me ask you this. What would your cybernetic enhancements be?
Yeah, you only get like what? Three? Four?
What? Three or four?
Your legs. Which one would you pick?
The third leg, obviously. Wait, would I still be able to feel with the cybernetic?
Remember what happened to that guy with that in that mission?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his penis blew off.
That's not good.
Yeah, don't do that.
I would probably do arms.
No. There's different ones for all the different parts, right? So your legs, which enhancement would you choose for your legs?
Oh, fucking double jump.
Double jump, yeah.
Double jump. Like the liftoff jump is cool.
The charge jump.
But double jump's way better. You can get further. You can get places. Double jump is where it's at. Yeah.
Yep.
Not the blades. I know what
you're
thinking.
Not the mantis blades?
Not the mantis blades. I want
Gorilla
the
arms?
I was thinking the rocket. But gorilla arms are pretty
dope.
The
rocket one's pretty dope.
I think gorilla arms is the way to go, though, because you can get a rocket launcher.
Well,
but...
and not only that, but think about it. You have double jump, and then you can fucking, like, Donkey Kong slam
Shit!
Somebody into the ground
in.
With gorilla arms. Hell yeah, man.
Fuck yeah.
Seems cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the mantis blades are pretty fucking dope, though. Like,
yeah, but there's, like, two attacks.
So the mantis blades are blades that are built into your arms that you can, like...
You become Baraka.
Yeah, you become Baraka. They just basically shoot out your arms, and they're just blades that... are your arms, and you can fuck people up and
you're
pin
like
them against
a, you're
the
like
wall,
a human praying mantis that does absolutely no praying, just slaying.
Yep.
But I would rather have the gorilla arms because I want to be able to wreck shit.
Yeah.
Just fucking punch a dude and watch him explode again.
Punch the walls.
Second heart.
Yeah. Why not? I want the hacks where I can just fucking melt people's brains and just like I've done the full. Physical class, okay. I would like to go through and do the hack and just wreck shit without anybody even seeing me.
So the hacking class is pretty amazing. If you can get, I don't remember the attachment it is, but there's a legendary attachment you can get where it's short circuit, I think. Maybe it's either short circuit or it's one of them. But basically it adds, it's like plus like 630 something times damage.
Yeah, it's and, stupid. And I think it's 6,000.
It's 6,000, and it adds that ability to your weapons.
Oh, it's dumb.
On criticals, and then you can build your critical up to over 100%. So you crit every
miss.
Time. So every time you shoot somebody, it's an instant kill.
Yeah, that was what I was talking about. Where you get the Russian revolver and you're just like boom.
Yes,
everybody's like it just kills their whole family.
Mm-hmm.
It goes through one guy. And kills all the babies. It's crazy.
Yep. Their entire bloodline is lost.
Erased. I think that's the world I want to live in. Just because at least it's realistic, unlike you two weirdos.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so realistic.
We're gonna get to a point. I'm just saying.
You guys are thinking about this all wrong. If I was in that world, I would 100% be a mechanic / cybernetic enhancer because all the money you guys fucking steal and gain. Goes to me because you got to get your cybernetics somehow. So I'm going to be fucking rolling in dough fixing up all you guys with the cybernetics.
It's a good life.
It's a good life.
I never said what I would be.
I'm talking to him.
Okay. Nick would be the weirdo who fixes up hooker bots and looks kind of pervy.
Okay, so you guys are just picking it for me. You're not even
I'm just kidding.
You're not even asking what I'd be.
Did you play that part? Did you play
yes.
that? Oh, that guy's creepy.
He is very creepy.
I fucking wanted to kill him so bad.
Okay, fine, whatever.
No, what are you going to be?
What are you going to be?
Porn star.
Oh.
Oh, okay. You got cybernetics for that too, buddy. You got to come
well,
to me.
Well, I asked about the part, and if my dick gets blown off or like, it, you
I'll
know,
make
you get
you a
some
new
kind
dick.
Of future sexual transmitted disease that just blows your dick off.
What like, enhancement do you want on that thing?
I guess it's
stamina.
A hole now. It's not an Audi. It's an innie now. Oh, well, let's go make money any way you can. Winking your blowed up dick at people. I mean, the muscle's still, it's not a muscle. It's
nah,
blood flow.
It's not. Nah, it's gone.
The muscle's in your butthole that connects to your dick.
Oh,
I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
It's all one muscle.
Anyway. Wow. Anyway, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you listening to us, you know, rant on about a situation that will never happen in a million years, but man, we love
we
to think about it.
We are 51 years away. 56.
It's going to be just like that.
Yep. We love to think about it Glitches and, you know, imagine what it would be like to live in these amazing universes. Tell us what you would like to, what universe you would like to live in. We're really interested to know. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this episode. This is the Digital Bath Podcast, signing out.